Hello and welcome, my dear boys and girls, to this new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. We are going to listen to a brand new adventure of your favorite superhero duo today, Gooblue Boy and Nutty Nut Nut, who are going to be faced with an extremely dangerous situation like never before. So let's start the story right away. Gooblue had gone on a school trip with his classmates and his teachers to some hilly areas in the Gadwal region. It was supposed to include a 6-day trek where the children were supposed to spend the first 3 days climbing up a hill to reach a summit and the next 3 days to climb back down. Then they would rest at the foothills for a day before heading back home. The entire class was excited and the children had geared up seriously with enough warm clothes and sensible climbing shoes. Gooblue and his parents had made a special request to his school to allow him to bring Nutella with him on the trek. Gooblue promised to take care of Nutella and ensure that he did not interfere with the trek. Nutella was well loved by the other children in Gooblue's class, and the school authorities finally decided to give in to the request. After all, Nutella was loved by the students and teachers alike and had a reputation for being well-behaved and friendly. Gooblue and Nutella were thrilled, and so was the rest of Gooblue's class. On the first day of the trek, the group of 10 children and 2 teachers plus dog set off up the hill. They had also hired 2 local mountaineers as guides to help them reach the summit safely through proper hiking paths. The day started off well. It was nice and warm and sunny with mild temperatures. The group started off early, wanting to cover as much distance as possible before breaking for lunch. Nutella was obviously the fastest in the whole group, running up and down the trekking path effortlessly. He ran around in circles around all the children, wagging his tail and cheering them on as they climbed. The trekking guides tried to use the easiest paths so that the children could manage without any trouble. But certain stretches were still tricky and the going was slow there. Around lunchtime, the group reached a small clearing which was next to a small mountain stream. They sat there and ate a healthy and yummy meal. It was loads of fun and a well-deserved break after hours of climbing. As the group started packing up their things to move on after the meal, Gooblue noticed something strange. The mountain stream fell into a small pool, forming a waterfall a little distance away from them. There seemed to be a small shrine erected near the waterfall, where many pictures had been put up. Several objects seemed to have been placed near it. Books, toys, clothes, food, and so on. Becoming extremely curious, Gooblue called out to Nutella and the two of them quickly walked towards the spot. It was some distance away from the rest of their group, but the superhero duo were not afraid. They just wanted to investigate why such things had been left on a river bank in the middle of nowhere. As the two best friends reached closer to the spot, they realized that it was a sort of memorial where photographs of 5 children had been put up. There were many burned out candles and diyas at the site, and it seemed like people had stopped and prayed there. But the photos did not look too old or faded. They looked around and noticed that the place was full of toys and books and even some clothes. It looked like these objects belonged to those 5 kids. The 2 superheroes were still trying to figure out what they were looking at when one of the local guides leading their trek called out to them, asking them to come back closer to the rest of the group. He seemed a little worried to have caught them at the site. Gooblue and Nutella quickly came back and apologized for wandering away. They didn't want their teachers or the guides to worry about them. The small group finished packing up their belongings and continued with their trek. But neither Gublu nor Nutella could get the images of the memorial site out of their minds. Something must have happened to those five children. They seemed to be Gublu's age, and the fact that so many of their belongings had just been left there indicated that they were probably lost or dead. As they climbed up, Gublu and Nutella picked up speed, walking alongside their trekking guide. They asked him what the memorial was for and asked for the story behind it. At first, the gentleman was not ready to speak. But after being requested multiple times by Gublu, he finally gave in. The three of them were at the front of the group, and the guide made sure that none of the other members heard what he was about to tell Gublu. Of course, he did not know that Nutella could also hear and understand him perfectly well. The guide started his story. About 6 days ago, a few children from a local village had visited that spot for a picnic lunch after making a spur-of-the-moment plan in school. Out of the group of 12 children, 5 of them had decided to go swimming at the spot that was near the waterfall. Unfortunately, something terrible had happened and those 5 children had disappeared without a trace. The remaining members of the group had no clue where the children were and had run back home in panic, informing their parents and asking for help. But by then, it was already night. Although the villagers had tried their best to scout the whole area all night using torches and lanterns, they had found no trace of the children. Since that day, the villagers had created a memorial site for the kids, hoping that they would appear again, but with no luck. A tear escaped from the corner of the eye of the guide as he told Gublu this story. He had known one of the kids who had disappeared and was upset thinking about him. Gublu thanked him for sharing the story and went back to join the rest of the group. It was a sad and grim tale, and the two superheroes communicated quietly and telepathically while trekking. They refused to believe that 5 children could just disappear into thin air. Something must have happened to them, and there had to be an explanation. The superhero duo took this up as a challenge to be solved. They wanted to find those 5 children anyhow. They had the next 5 days, the remainder of the duration of the trek, to solve this mystery. Gublu gave Nutella instructions telepathically, and the super dog ran off in a flash. Gublu had no choice but to stay with his teachers and friends. Otherwise, he would be missed. He would use the cover of night to pursue the clues and join Nutella later. And this is where today's episode comes to an end, children. I won't keep you in suspense much longer. You'll be able to hear the second and final part of this adventure story next time on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Until then, be happy, be safe, and bye-bye.